Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Amber Vlangis with Treasure Coast Food Bank, the largest hunger relief agency on the Treasure Coast. September is Hunger Action Month. Amber, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much, Drew. Thank you for having me.
Before we get to Hunger Action Month, tell me about the Hunger in America Report 2014 that just came out and what it said about the current state of hunger.
Well, it really tells us that hunger is a huge issue in our communities. Right now, we're currently serving around 97,000, almost 100,000 clients each week through all of our programming. 25% of those are children. Obviously, we know that that is not acceptable, and we're working every day to change that. 14% of those are seniors, and this is something that a lot of people don't think about. They do think about childhood hunger, but they don't think about the seniors that are having to make hard decisions between things like medication or keeping their lights on and having something to eat. 20% of households include someone who is currently serving or has served in the armed forces. Again, something that is a staggering statistic that people don't often think about. We are here to make sure that people do not have to make those hard choices and help through our 200 partner agencies to make sure that that is not happening.
For those who aren't familiar with how a food bank operates, give me just a very brief description. You kind of distribute food.
We do. That's one of our main functions. And a lot of people do kind of confuse us with soup kitchens or food pantries. And basically, you can think of a food bank just like a bank. We basically go out and we source food from retailers, from community food drives, from opportunity buys through our Feeding America network. And then it's deposited at the food bank. There, we process it. We make sure it's safe for consumption. We utilize volunteers to do that quite heavily. And then we distribute it out to our partner agencies, the food pantries and the soup kitchens and the community programs, the senior centers, things of that nature. And they are doing the direct-to-client work. We also do have a number of direct-to-client programs like our mobile pantry program. That's where we just kind of fill up a truck full of food and we go out to what we call food deserts, where people don't have easy access to fresh food, to grocery stores. And there may only be fast food restaurants or a convenience store there. And we distribute food direct to client. That's a huge focus of ours, getting people not just any food, but healthy food.
I'm speaking today with Amber Vlangis with Treasure Coast Food Bank. Tell me about Hunger Action Month. It's coming up in September. What's it about?
Awareness is half the battle. People say there aren't hungry people in America. You know, that's something that happens in other countries. So Hunger Action Month is really a time for the community to get the word out and to participate in a variety of different things. We do have our Go Orange for Hunger campaign. The color of hunger relief is orange. People at different businesses, social groups, individuals, they can go orange. And that can be anything from lighting up your business orange with lighting, to putting up posters, to having a Wear Orange Day. We also have a social media campaign we called Fighting Hunger Face. And last but not least, we are kicking off the Great Treasure Coast Virtual Food Drive. One of the things that is very interesting that people may not know is that when they donate $1 to the food bank, it actually provides 7 meals. And that's because of our distribution model, the way we source food, and the opportunity buys that we are involved in. So what you can buy at the grocery store for $10 is significantly different than what we can provide for $10. We do have a great calendar on our website as well. It's called 30 Ways in 30 Days. So you can do something every single day. Come on down to the food bank, volunteer, participate in all types of activities, and you can find that calendar on our website at stophunger.org.
I've been speaking today with Amber Vlangis with Treasure Coast Food Bank. We'll have contact information for the food bank as well as an archive of this interview on our website, wqcs.org. Amber, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.